This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Hey, what is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here. Want to jump in and apologize if the audio quality is terrible. For those that might be watching this on YouTube, you're going to notice I am not in my home studio. I am in a hotel room right now. So I'm currently in St. Louis, Missouri. I was flown in to speak to a group of about 100 financial advisors this week. And so I am currently in the hotel and wanted to use this as an opportunity for another quick hit to share with you something that I did. And there's been a couple other updates as well. So this is going to be pretty brief, but just wanted to get some info out to you. But again, apologize for the poor audio quality because I'm not in my studio. So essentially for this speaking engagement, they reached out and said, hey, we are happy to book everything for you, or you can book everything yourself and we'll reimburse you. Well, with my knowledge of points and miles and everything else, I said, no, I want to book everything myself, make sure my status is taken care of, my TSA pre-check, all that. I don't want there to be any issues. And so they said, perfect. So what I did is I actually found the hotel that they recommended that I stay at, which is in Clayton. So it's called Le Meridian. It's a Marriott property. And I specifically looked for that on Advantage Hotels. So if you're not familiar, Advantage Hotels is a portal just like booking.com, Expedia.com, you name it, where you can actually book your hotel rooms and get a bunch of Advantage bonus miles and loyalty points for doing so. That's key, not just miles, but loyalty points as well. And so this hotel, because I am both an Advantage member with American Airlines, which is their frequent flyer program, as well as an American Airlines credit card holder, just those two things alone, doesn't even matter my status, I am going to get 7,000 miles with American Airlines just by staying here these two nights. Now, if I didn't have the credit card, I think I'd only get somewhere around maybe 500 or 1,000 miles at most. And this is going to get me close to 7,000 miles and loyalty points. And if you've heard previous episodes, you know it's not super easy to get Advantage miles or American Airlines miles. So just by flying, right? So you want to have other strategies in mind using their dining portal, their hotel portal, their shopping portal. These are different ways that you can do it. Now, when you go to book, when I went to book this, I had no way of putting my Marriott Bonvoy elite status in. Now, I say elite status, I'm just a gold member, but I'm a gold member automatically because I have the Amex Platinum card. But I didn't worry about that. I got here when I checked in. I said, hey, I forgot to add my Marriott Bonvoy number. They asked for it, added it to the room, immediately got a room upgrade to the top floor, and it was perfect. So this doesn't really make sense if you are like a Hyatt globalist and you know that you want to book through Hyatt and get the perks of being globalist, or if you're a really super high Marriott or Hilton Honors member, it may not make sense. Also, if you're booking with like Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts where you're going to get the credit, you're going to get the food, the daily breakfast for two, you're going to get the late checkout, all those benefits, it may not make sense. So because of that, plan around what trips might actually make sense for you to use this. But it's a really quick way that you could just by taking your family on different trips throughout the year, maybe you're going to stay at a hotel that doesn't have, it's not tied to a major brand, or you don't have a lot of status with them. This is the easy way that you can get a boost in your American mileage bonus or flights miles, as well as loyalty points, which is huge. And then in other news, Amex just reached a bunch of, or just reached out and said that they actually have a lot of bonus miles are giving away for their Delta cards. And so if you fly Delta often, this could make sense. If not, I wouldn't really worry about it. But their three cards, the Platinum, the Gold, and the Reserve, are all giving out extra sign-up bonuses right now. For instance, one of them, instead of 60,000, it's like 90,000. Again, I don't really usually recommend co-branded airline cards, but it can make sense for certain people if you fly a lot. in that brand, or you're by that like a Delta hub like Atlanta, this could make sense for you if you haven't already gotten one of their cards. So that's basically it. Take advantage of the American Airlines benefits. Use their Advantage hotels. You never know how you can easily find 2,000, 5,000, I've even seen 15,000 miles and loyalty points just for staying at a hotel for a few nights. And that's it for this quick hit. We will see you on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick single topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.